Blog Talk Radio.
What a mighty God we serve. What an awesome God he is. He's a mighty God, a holy God. Do you know his name? He definitely knows your name. He knows your address. He knows everything concerning you. Wake up, wake up, wake up, and call on the mighty holy God, the righteous one, the one who knows your name, the one who keeps breath in your body. Oh, yeah, the one who wakes you up every morning. It's not the alarm clock. It's not you automatically waking up. God wakes you up. So be ready. Be ready. Hallelujah. Please forgive me. Hallelujah. 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 We serve an amazing God. He is the King of Kings. He is the Almighty Father. He's the one who knows your name. He's the one who gave you fingerprints, footprints. Yeah, your eye color, he knows your eye color. Yeah, he knows your cells. He gave you cells. He knows your blood count. He gave you blood that you have. Hold on, please. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Did I put the phone on mute? So, Father, we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on our behalf. We ask you to bless the children in Asia, Africa, Australia, Antarctica, North America, South America, and Europe. Lord, they need special protection. Oh, yeah, no, the Army can't protect them, the Navy, not like you can. Even the armed forces, nobody in the armed forces can protect our children the way you can. You're there 24/7. The militia can't protect the children the way you can. So, Lord, our children need protection. They need guidance. They need direction. They need everything from you, Lord God. Lord, you know everything. Help the parents, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Help every parent. Oh, God, to be the parents you want them to be, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Vivian, pray for me, please, real quick.
Hallelujah.
Oh, sorry, Vivian. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just play this song. Don't worry about it, Vivian. Hallelujah. I'm sorry. Our children need to know the Bible. They need to know the basic instructions before leaving earth. They need to know everything that's going on. They need to know about it. So I thank God for each of you all coming on today. It is an awesome Tuesday in Jacksonville, Florida. We just love the Lord here in Jacksonville. You know what we say? Jacksonville belong to Jesus. Jacksonville belong to Jesus. No, it don't belong to the children. No city, no state belong to the children. Don't belong to you. Jacksonville belong to Jesus. I pray that your state belong to Jesus, too, where you live. So I'm so glad that you joined us today on the Tuesday prayer line to pray for the children. I say good afternoon and welcome. I appreciate each of you for coming on. This is an awesome, mighty day today. And when I tell you it's an awesome, mighty day, the mighty God is in control. You may think the president, the kings, the queens are in control. No, but it's the mighty God, the one who made the kings, the queens, the one who made the children, the one who keeps the breath in our bodies. He's the one. He's on duty 24/7. He knows your name, your fingerprints, your address. Call on him in the time of trouble. You can call on him anytime. He is your shepherd. And guess what? Because of him, you shall not want. Thank God for each of you all today. We have Miss Adelie on. You know Adelie's the one that lives in Louisiana, and her little brother, Trazee. He always come on with her. He loves to sing when she's singing. He loves his sister, and she loves her brother. Good afternoon, Adelie. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Trazee. I hear you. I see you, Trazee. Yeah. Adelie, what are you going to sing today?
He got the whole world in his hand.
All right. Come pray, too?
Yeah.
All right. Go ahead.
In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. He got the little children in his hand. He got the little children in his hand. He got the little children in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand. Whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. He got the whole wide world in his hand.
Amen. Thank you, Adelie. That was... Well, girl, you are such a big girl. We just love you. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for Adelie. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you for what you're doing in her brother Trizee's life. I thank you for all the little children all over the world. Bless Adelie. Protect her and her brother, her family, her parents, her grandparents in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against them shall prosper. I plead the blood of Jesus over them. I thank you that Adelie will continually grow, not just physically, but she will grow spiritually as well. So we thank you, oh, Father, for what you're doing in Adelie's life and in Trazee's life in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're moving right along. We got some people in Florida. Yeah, they know how to pray. Their great-grandmother, Sister Julia, she brings them on every week. Her nephew, Joe, her three great-grandsons, they're from Florida area. So we thank God for them. Good afternoon, Minister Julia. How are you?
Today, thank you. Today I have...
Zaire, and I'm 7 years old. I'm King, and I'm 6 years old.
My name is Justin, and I'm not old.
Praise God. Okay. Now say our prayers.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us today our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all that is evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. As I am not shepherd, I should not want. He make me lie down the green pasture, and let me stop the waters. Just close my soul, and then fast rise toward the nations. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou with me. A rod, thy staff, they comfort me. Thou protect for me, and the presence of my enemies. Thou knowest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe God for me. My father's house, my name is Mary. When I shall, I will have told you. If I go in a better place for you, if I go in a better place for you, I'll come again and receive you unto myself.
Here I am. There is me. Every also, in the way I
when
know,
I go, in the way you know, I'm saying, I'm the Lord, and when I go, it's how I know the way. Jesus says, you know, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. God, thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for myself. Thank you for my brothers. Thank you for my sister. Thank you for my mama. Thank you for my daddy. Thank you for my time, family.
Thank you for shoes on my feet. Thank you for your son to go on my course for us watching this. Thank you for you. Thank you for my soul. Amen.
God, thank you for giving us life. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Mom, Dad, and you.
Among the following in heaven, then the name of this and the faith in the God, just in the faith in the Lord and the God, and then the name of Amen.
Amen.
You're from the same
thing. No saying, there is power.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. I hear a chain falling. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Let's break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. I hear a chain falling. There's an army rising up. Break every chain, break every chain, break every chain.
Amen.
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Thank you, Lord. Keep us covered.
Don't break the circle.
Amen.
My Lord, keep me covered on the Christmas blood. Don't break the circle. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
What David said.
Everything has breath.
Praise the Lord.
What David said. Everything has breath.
What David said.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Let the words in my mouth
and let it take my
heart be stuck in my throat.
Amen. I can do
all things through Christ worth thanksgiving.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Well, I thank God for Sister Minister Julia Walker from the Florida area. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up Sister Julia Walker, Joe, and her great-grandsons. I thank you for all that you're doing. You said train the children up in the way that they should go. So I thank you that she's training them up in the way they should go. I thank you that they are a blessing, and they are blessed in the name of Jesus. So, Father, can y'all hear me? Hello?
Yes. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, I'm sorry. I had it on hold and I didn't even know it. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for Minister Julia Walker. I thank you for the children, Joe and her great-grandsons. I thank you that she's training them up in the way that they should go. I thank you for divine protection, divine health and healing for her in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, in spite of, she says, as for me and my house, we will praise and serve the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, we're moving to Mississippi. We have three daughters, Bridget's three girls, are going to be singing today. They're from the Mississippi area. They will tell you their names and their ages. Good afternoon, girls.
Good afternoon.
You can state your name and your ages.
I'm Bri Carol Nichols.
I'm Bri Carol Nichols, and I'm
13.
I'm Bri Nara, and I'm 10.
I'm Bri Maya, and I'm 9 years old.
All right, y'all can go ahead and sing, baby. Hello?
Okay. I want the world to know that God is giving me. I want the world to know that God is keeping me. He with me, he with me, and he kept me from all harm. You got your hands in strength. You always say, God is keeping me. You got your hands in strength. You always say, God is keeping me. He blessed me, he blessed me, and he killed me from You got the food and clothing, you all the same, God is keeping me. You got your food and clothing, you all the same, God is keeping me. He blessed me, he blessed me, and he carried me from yeah. God is keeping me. 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 He blessed me, he blessed me, and he kept me from yeah.
Amen. Ricara, are you going to sing another song by yourself?
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead, baby.
There's a blessing in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my blessing too. There's a blessing in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my blessing too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next. Okay. There's joy in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. There's joy in his house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my joy too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next.
Hey. Keep going,
girl. And it's waiting just for you. Then I'll be next in line. I want my peace too. There's peace in this house, and it's waiting just for you. Then I be next in line. I want my peace too. You gotta trust and believe. Have faith, you will receive. Don't give up yet. Hold on, you can be next.
Amen. Amen. That was beautiful. Oh, my God. I loved all those songs. I thank God for you all. Thank God for the songs that you all sang today. I appreciate you all. God bless you all. God, for the
I'm
sorry, go ahead. What'd you say? Huh?
My sister Ace, she sang a song. How it feel.
Yeah, a song.
Ma'am?
What's your name? Yeah, she could sing a song.
Renara.
All right, go ahead, Renara. Renara, you gonna sing?
Give me good. Everything else can work. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. It's me, Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, me you, everything else can wait. Give me you, I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you, Lord, give me you. It's me, Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. It's me, Lord. I'm on my knees, crying out to you. Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you. Lord, give me you.
Amen.
Amen, amen, awesome. I thank God for the three sisters who sang. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for these three young girls that are growing up according to your will and your plan. They're being trained in the way that they should go. So, Father, I thank you for blessing them in safety, peace, and protecting them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you that you have trained them to sing. I thank you for their parents, oh God, who love them so much. I decree and declare protection, safety, and divine direction for them in the name of Jesus. They will be obedient to their parents. They will love you with all their heart, soul, and strength, and they'll love each other like they love themselves in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I tell you what, I am so blessed today by all the children who came on, the children who are singing, praying, and giving honor to God. That's what all the children all over the world need to do, because God sent them here. and said a little child shall lead them. So I thank God for leading the children in the way, the parents being led by God and by the children being led by their parents and by God. So we thank God for you all. It's time for prayer this afternoon. I am so grateful for the children who come on. I thank God for them. Thank God for each of you who come on. And it's prayer time right now. So we have several prayer warriors on here. I'm going to call for Sister Vivian if she would pray. I'm going to read the scripture. It says Psalms 34:11. Come, children, hearken unto me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. So pray that our children will learn to fear God.
Praise God. Thank you. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, as I come to you, Lord, I ask for forgiveness for every child, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive them, oh God, for sins that they know and sin that they don't know. We pray today, oh God, that children will come to you in the fear of you, knowing, God, that they need to fear you than anything else. Because, God, you gave them life, and you can take life. And, God, I pray, God, that every child, oh, God, that hear these prayers today, that they'll have respect and they will fear God. They will respect his word, respect the house of God, and everything that pertains to the Lord. And I pray, God, they will, oh, God, notice, oh God, the things that need to be prayed for, and they'll learn how to pray for them in the name of Jesus, in the fear of you, Lord God, because you said we ought to always pray and not faint. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister. We appreciate the powerful prayer. Thank God for you. All right, I'm going to call on Sister Lanny. And Sister Lanny, if you would pray. Proverbs 10:1 says the Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father. Children will learn wisdom. So pray that parents would teach their children, their sons and daughters, wisdom to make wise choices.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are our Father. You're our Abba Father. You're our precious Father. Thank you that you've given us this time and this space to just step away from our norm of our day to be in your presence as we remember children, as we remember people who love children, train children, and the parents that you use to bring them to the earth. And we know, God, they were brought to the earth for your glory. Your word teaches us that we were all made for your glory, to show forth your glory in the earth. So, God, I lift up parents now that they will give their hearts to you, give their lives to you, so they can be instructed how to raise their children, how to teach their children and admonish them to reverence you, to accept you, to invite you into their lives. We pray, God, right now for parents who are already invested in doing that and feel it some time of struggle when the children seem to be disobedient. I pray that the children will repent and that they will be ready to embrace the teachings of their parents. Parents will be strengthened to know they can stand on the word and declare what your word says, that the seed of the righteous is blessed. Thank you, Father, for parents who are already doing it, who needs to be strengthened. We pray that strength in you, in Jesus' name. And we pray for parents who don't know you, but they have children, and that means they don't know how to give them you. So, hallelujah, we thank you for the children that said earlier in their song, I give you youth, everything else can wait. We pray, God, that they will find a relationship with you, a priority in their own lives, so that they can lead their children to you. In the name of Jesus, by their example, by their witness on a personal level. We thank you, Father, that you have the power to do that. And we thank you, Father, that as we pray this prayer now, parents, angelic sisters is coming to help them. Ministers are coming to help them. You're going to send ministry to draw these parents unto yourself so they can teach their children and draw them unto you as well. Thank you for the power of the Holy Spirit that's working even right now in Jesus' name. Everything else can wait when we let you just rule and super rule. So love you, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Lane. We have Sister Annette on with us. We thank God for her. Pray for our children. They will be taught to do the right thing, and they would have pure lives to do the right thing.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we just thank you today, oh God, for the privilege and opportunity. Father, our hearts were blessed and our souls rejoiced as we heard the children sing those meaningful songs. And so we just thank you, Lord God, for the children. And Lord, as we pray, Lord, these children are doing the right thing. And we pray that you would raise up an army of children, Lord God, that would be about your business in the name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, that they will be instructed by their parents to learn what is right, to be taught what is right and what is wrong. And, Father, that you lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Oh, God, we pray, Lord God, that you sanctify and consecrate them, oh, God, for your kingdom. And, Father, we pray that you pour out your spirit upon them, Lord God, that would enable them, Lord God, to stay on that straight and narrow path in the name of Jesus, the path of righteousness. So, God, we just thank you, Lord God. Father, move on the hearts of the children now. And, Lord, we know that so many of them have questions. But, Father, we pray, Lord of the harvest, that you send forth laborers. We pray that you enable their parents, Father, and those that surround them, teachers, grandparents, relatives, Lord God, to minister to them, Lord. And, Father, help the people that surround them to know that they are not too young, Father, that they, from the time they are conceived in their mother's womb, that, Father, that you are calling them aside in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you, Lord God, for them, and we ask you to bless them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you give them boldness, courage, and strength, Lord God. Father, even as those children today have that desire and that hunger and thirst, Lord God, to sing and to speak your word, Lord God, we just pray, Lord God, even as young as they are, that your word be like fire shut up in their bones, Lord God, and that it will not leave them alone, Father. We just thank you for them, Father, and we pray they do the right thing. And I don't know the other thing, Sister G, you told me to pray for, but Lord, you know what it is, and God, we ask you to bless the children, oh God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for them, Father, and we bless them in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, you did. You prayed what you covered it. Thank you so much. Father, we thank you that our children will be taught to live good lives. And remember you while they're young, you as their creator. Lord, many children today and even some adults do not believe in you. They've been taught, oh God, to believe in false gods. So we thank you for making that correction in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Many people deny you, Lord Jesus. You said if anyone deny you, you will deny them before the Father which is in heaven. And all people have to stand before you and give an account of the life that they lived here on the earth realm. So, Father, I pray that we would all get a revelation that you, Lord Jesus, sits on the Father's right hand, interceding for us, making sure that we are following after righteousness. And so, Father, I thank you that our children will be taught at an early age and they will have great peace. I thank you that the children will live good lives. They will not have trouble in their lives. They won't be in trouble with the law in school. They will not be juvenile delinquents. They will not be disobedient to their parents. They will not talk back But, Lord, they will be respectful. They will honor their parents. They will honor you. They will reverence you. They will know that you are the God that created them and that you sent them, just like you sent us, to the earth realm to fulfill a particular purpose. So I decree and declare our children will live out all their, will complete their purpose before they leave the earth realm. In the name of Jesus, they will not leave short of their time. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that their scripture will be Joshua 1:8. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Obey everything written in it. Then they will make their way prosperous, and they will have good success. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I thank God for each of you all coming on today. Sister Vivian, would you pray that children will be taught to obey and honor their parents so that they will live peaceful, long lives?
Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Lord, today, God, when so many of our children are going astray and being very disobedient, Lord, I pray, God, that the children will learn this is what you require them to do. And, God, let them know, God, that they come from a mother and a father and that they are to respect them and obey them. And, God, your word said, oh, God, let it be taught to them what your word said, God, that if they be obedient to their parents, they shall have long lives. They shall eat the good of the land. Praise God. We pray, oh, God, that children, oh, Father God, is walking out their destiny when they hear these words and obey them, oh, God, at the best of their knowledge, oh, God. And, Lord, they ask you, yes, Lord God, that they will come to the wisdom and the knowledge of enough to ask you to help them to obey their parent, even when they feel like their parent has done them wrong, even though they feel like they shouldn't do certain things. Father, I pray that no matter what their parent asks them to do, they will be willing and obedient to do it, oh, God, not to talk back, not to throw slings, but God, yes, Lord, be obedient in love, God. And one day they will understand and know, God, why they was obedient, why they didn't do this, oh, God, because they're growing up in the admonition of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. We have Minister Josette Laney on here. Minister Josette, would you like to pray today? Hold on one second. Would you like to? Minister
Josette. Yes, I'm online.
I know, but would you like to pray?
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Okay, can you come a little bit closer to your phone?
Just a moment.
Okay. Okay, take your time. I'm going to call on Sister Lanny from Mississippi while you're coming. Sister Lanny.
Okay.
Can you, Exodus 21:15, which says, pray that the children will not die for hitting. Many children are striking their parents today. They're hitting their parents. And pray they won't die from hitting their fathers or their mothers.
Oh, Lord. Yes, ma'am. God, we pray and we lift up children right now who have been deceived by the enemy that think it's all right to hit their parents, to battle against them, to verbally abuse them, physically abuse them, any kind of abuse. God, we pray for their soul that they will live and not die, that they will live long enough to be taught how to repent and change and get that out of their system. However it got there, we know the enemy used some open door in their experiences to usher in that kind of spirit. We know it's not from you. We know that is the enemy's assault, using the child's disobedience to take its life. So God, we come against it right now in the name of Jesus, that all of Satan's schemes and tricks won't work, but these children will repent. You will send ministries, the parents, will help also pray for you to intervene and to give them wisdom to know how to get the help they need to help their child. Sometimes parents, even sister parents, need help with their children because the world is so targeted the way it is now. The enemy has a duplicate of everything that you are. He's an imitator. He's a trickster. But God, you are the real thing. You are the real deal. There's nothing greater than you. You are the king of all little kings. You're the Lord of all little lords. You're the God of all little gods. We pray that this will be exposed to those children who have been misled and who have been held in bondage by the enemy to and use them, use them to abuse their parents. We pray for parents to be patient, to be tolerant, but most of all to be vigilant in prayer, and that they too will intervene for their child through prayer, through seeking the kind of guidance and assistance they need, whether it be from church or some other type of professionals, to help their children get healed from that kind of thinking. Save their lives, God, in Jesus' name. Hold back the darkness that they will be able to see the light and repent in Jesus' name. Stay their hands, their mouths, and their actions and their words, all kinds of abuse that children can heap upon parents because of what the enemy is doing in them. Oh, God, expose those gateways that where they let the enemy in through hurt, through pain, through some kind of disappointment, abuse, a lack of something that they really needed. God, we pray you would expose it. They will be delivered from it. They will be healed, and you will fill it all with the blood of Jesus. So love you, God, and thank you that you hear and answer our prayer. Let the children live. Hold back the darkness from them being abusive to their parents. Bless the parents as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. All right. So, Seth, ready to pray now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you pray that our children will not be fooled by keeping bad company to ruin, you know, that will ruin their good habits? They would have children around them. Godly children, godly friends. We cancel the spirit of evil friends.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, God, because you are the creator. You are the most high God. We just said thank you. And so, Lord God, we come right now in repentance, dear Lord God, asking you to search the hearts, the minds of all of us, as well as the children right now. And we are praying in agreement right now for the children, dear Lord God, that they will not be succumbed, dear Lord God, by bad influences. They will not be succumbed, dear Lord God, by bad conversations and behaviors, dear Lord God, of others. Dear Lord God, we ask right now, God, that you would just test their minds and test their hearts. Dear Lord God, that it would be open to you, dear Lord God, that they will be able to hear, God, what you're saying unto them, and that your angels that's been assigned to them will be dispatched right now, God, as a minister, and that they will hear your voice. They will hear the ministering angels speak to them, and they will not turn a deaf ear to that. They will not be rebellious in the name of Jesus. So, dear Lord God, I ask right now that you order their steps, dear Lord God, as they go to and fro, dear Lord God, so that they will know, God, they will have the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding to be able to discern the difference between the evil and the good. So, dear Lord God, they will not, dear Lord God, be, God, in the company of those, God, that's rebellious, that's evil, that's wicked, dear Lord God, but they will take, dear Lord God, the goodness and the good habits that you've given unto them, and they will grow, they will mature in you as the children in the name of Jesus. And that, Lord God, I ask right now that your Holy Spirit right now, dear Lord God, hallelujah, will arrest them in the name of Jesus, even at their young age. You said we're not to despise our youth. And so, Lord God, I'm asking that your Holy Spirit reign with them in the name of Jesus, that they may know, God, what they ought to do, dear Lord God, when they're faced out, dear God, with challenges and pressure right now. So let them not be overtaken, God, with the pressure of life and the pressure, dear Lord God, of those, dear Lord God, that desire to do the works of the enemy. So, God, I decree and I declare right now in the name of Jesus. They should live, God, a holy life, and they should live righteous. They should do, God, what you say do. And when they see bad, they will not take part, God, but they will, God, they will, God, pursue peace, and they will move away, and they will receive, dear Lord God, the goodness that you're placed in them. And I decree and I declare, God, that they shall go forth, dear Lord God, and that they shall be a witness for other children in the name of Jesus. And I thank you right now, God, because they shall, God, hallelujah, according to Psalm, God, they shall, God, hallelujah, let, God, their words, God, in the meditation of their hearts be acceptable unto you, dear Lord God, for you are their strength and their redeemer. And I say that it will be done in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen. Sister Ned, will you pray for God to take sickness away from sickness and disease away from our children.
Yes. Father God, we call on you today, the great physician. Lord God, we know that you're the God that healeth. And Lord, we call on you today, oh God, on behalf of the children. We ask you to have mercy according to your loving kindness and your tender mercies, God. We ask you, Lord God, to let bring forth speedily for the children, Father. We ask you, Lord God, to heal them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask, Lord God, that every disease, infection, virus, anything, Lord God, organ failure, whatever it is, God, we know that you are a miracle worker. And, God, we ask you for miracles to be wrought. We pray, Lord God, that they also would have the right nutrition and stuff to help repair their own bodies and minds in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just ask you, Lord, to let your stripes, by your stripes, you said we are healed. So, God, we are calling on you today, oh, God, to let healing spring forth for the children, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, not only physically, but emotionally and spiritually, Lord God. Father, we ask that they be made whole in the name of Jesus. Father, that's your desire, that they be made whole. And so we thank you today, God, that you will meet every need, Father, whatever it is, to bring about wholeness in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we rebuke every disease, every virus, every germ, every disease. Oh, God, the spirit of infirmity, Lord, we bind it in the name of Jesus, and we curse the seed and root of it away from the children in the name of Jesus, and we just lose health, healing, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that you are the great redeemer. We ask you to redeem their lives, sickness, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we just pray for healing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you so much. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, that our children will learn your word and that there's healing in your word. Call upon you. They would honor your word. They would obey your word. Know, Lord God, that healing is the children's bread. So, Father, we thank you for excellent food for them. They would not eat, you know, foods like fast food. Food that's not healthy for them, but just have belly fillers. We cancel the spirit of belly fillers. We decree and declare that our children will eat healthy, like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They would refuse to eat fast food. They would refuse to eat junk food, but they would eat food that's going to give them nutrients, that's going to keep them healthy, that's going to keep them well. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that our children will learn your word, and they would know that they have a right to exercise. Their parents would choose to those foods that are going to be healthy, pulse, like Daniel and his friends ate, corn and beans and greens and nuts and seeds and all kinds of healthy meats and healthy foods that's going to give them nutrients for their blood, their bones, their bone marrow, all of their whole body structure, Lord God. All their organs are healthy, their livers, their kidneys, their gallbladder, every part of their heart, every part of their body is healthy, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you for our little ones that are growing by leaps and bounds, Chloe, Zoe, Revere. We thank you that they are healthy. In the name, we call forth excellent health. We decree and declare they won't have to go back and forth to hospital visits. That they will grow, oh God, in the name of Jesus, as they grow and develop, they will have very, 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 very few doctor visits, oh God, because, Lord, you have sent the word and healed them, and I thank you for them receiving their healing in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Mr. Vivian, if you would pray for God to restore the health and heal the wounds, spiritual wounds, physical wounds, mental wounds of our children, emotional, whatever.
Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that our children from the womb is born, oh God, born, oh Father God, for a great destiny. The things, oh God, that you have prepared for them, oh God. Father God, I pray from the womb, God, that, Father God, when they come out, oh God, spiritually, oh God, they are taken into your arms. Oh, I pray that the angels are following them out, oh God, to help them. That you have angels, oh God, attached to them, oh Father God, to help them in every area of their lives in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that they be perfected as they grow in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know your words say, Lord God, when one is born, they born into sin, God, oh Father God, but we know, Lord God, Father God, they can turn from their wicked ways and serve you with their whole heart in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So what they are born into, they don't have to stay into. Lord, they have praying parents to pray them through until they, oh, Father God, can come to the age of accountability. Thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, as they grow, as they come into the come out of the womb, God, Father God, the joy of the Lord will fill their hearts, and they will walk in happiness and joy in the Holy Spirit, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. For they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, for children that are born, Father God, they are born a boy or a girl. And not half, oh God. They are whole when they come in here because they're going to serve you with their whole heart, mind, and soul in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for every aspect of their lives as they are born, Father God. Oh God, that they are coming, oh God, to do the work of the master's will, Father God. Thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Okay, Sister Lanny, would you pray quickly that all the children will be well-favored, knowledgeable in all subjects?
Yes, ma'am. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up our children, your precious jewels, and we, Father, ask that you will give them favor as they do their studies, even in the summer when they review their reading and their math and science and social studies and geography and all the subjects that they're involved in, that you will give them wisdom, that they will rise to the top to be leaders in these areas. Because they belong to you, you said in your word that they're the head and not the tail, they're above and not beneath, blessing the city, blessing the fields. So, God, we claim that blessing and we seek those blessings over them, that it will show in their studies, in their grading. The teachers will see and will give them the reward for their labor. We pray, God, that they'll be strengthened to follow directions and be ready to maximize their potential. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Annette, would you give us a closing prayer?
Father God, we just thank you again for the privilege and opportunity to come in your name, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God. We honor your name together. And Father, we ask you to bless everyone that's affiliated with the line, those that are not able to be on today. We pray for them as well. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask, oh God, that your way and will be done in our lives, that you be glorified even the more in the name of Jesus. Father, we know that the fields are ripe, Lord God, and we pray, oh God, that doors of opportunity open for us, God, that we would maximize it, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord God, to let our light so shine. Lord, there's so much darkness, Father, but we ask you to let the light of God shine, 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 Father. Let us arise and let God shine, shine, shine in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we ask you, Father, to sanctify us, consecrate us even more. We pray for your safety and protection upon those that concern us, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask a special blessing for Mother Fanny today, Lord God. We ask you to bless her in all of her endeavors in the name of Jesus. And we just say, Lord, be it unto us according to your purpose, your plan, and your will. Father, we do ask you to anoint us even the more, Father. And Father, give us the spirit of discernment and revelation like never before, Father, that we can pray, 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 pray. And we just thank you, Father, for Sister G. Thank you for the blessing that she is. Thank you for her faithfulness, Lord God. We pray that you would give her the desires of her heart as well as all of us that delight ourselves in you. And, Father, we thank you for your blood. We bind all backlash, retaliation, and revenge. And we praise you in Jesus' holy name. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen. I thank God that came on today. You all did a marvelous job, and the children were just, oh, my God. I just can't even begin to express how thankful I am for the children that come on weekly. Children that come on and sing. God is blessing those children, and I thank God for you. I love each of you. Look forward to talking to you. Remember, tomorrow we will not be on for a while on Wednesday, but we will be on, the Lord say the same, next Tuesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. Look forward to hearing you then. I love you all. You already know God loves you even more. Hallelujah. Awesome. Have a God-filled week.
Book for